We're new to this, relatively speaking. My son is in his second year at Hardy, but this has been going on long before we came to it, and I know just from speaking with other parents that it's not always easy, and this has been going on a long time.
Welcome to Let's Talk, a podcast that tunes you into your local news. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jennifer Zarate, a multimedia journalist for the Wellesley Townsman. With this show, I hope to connect the voices of Wellesley residents, town officials, and the business community to the stories that I'm writing in the paper. Today, we'll be talking about Wellesley Elementary School's Hardy, Honeywell, and Upham, collectively known as HHU, Facilities Project. This has been an ongoing discussion since the fall of 2015, when the town started to take the necessary steps to address the need for all three schools to be rebuilt. To date, Hardy, Honeywell, and Upham are on hold for renovations pending a decision from the Massachusetts School Building Authority, in short, the MSBA. At the beginning of October, I sat down with Wellesley parents who are supporters of Save Wellesley Neighborhood Schools, which consists of Wellesley parents and residents who feel school consolidation is a town-wide issue. During our meeting, parents said they want to find a fiscally responsible plan to rebuild the three schools. SWNS supporters said some people see building three schools as a waste of money, while they see it as an investment in the future of Wellesley Public Schools. Marina Gill of Worcester Street and a SWNS supporter has her children in private schools, but said she's willing to invest in the town's public education.
To me, any plan that involves closing a school, I'm going to vote it down. And I am sad because I'm ready to invest in the children's in Wellesley. I want to move forward with a plan that is financially responsible and that is best for our kids. And I just don't understand why the town keeps saying six schools and the parents are saying seven schools, and they are not listening to us, and we are the people that are going to be funding these schools.
And we are the ones that are going to pay for the debt exclusion. We are the ones saying we want seven schools and we will pay for the debt exclusion, and they're still not listening to us.
That was Amy Wagner of Marshall Road, who is also a SWNS supporter. According to the group, many Wellesley parents and residents are just waiting to vote no for the Upham Honeywell trigger plan suggested by the Master Plan Committee, otherwise known as the MPC, and that the Wellesley School Committee will choose to close Hardy over Upham. On October 9th, I sat down with School Committee Chair Michael D'Artenzio Jr., who during our meeting said,
"We have made no decision. I certainly haven't made one, speaking for myself. But I know also in speaking with my colleagues that we are waiting for additional information to come from what we've called the proof of concept phase." Mm-hmm. Before we heard from the School Building Authority, you'll remember that we were going to move forward with a request for qualifications that we hoped would answer a lot of the questions that had remained unanswered after the Master Plan Committee process. That first phase of the feasibility is also known as the proof of concept phase. And we all came to the conclusion unanimously that we needed to have questions answered as a part of that before we decided where we were going to build new schools.
Following the recommendation by the MPC, you said school committee has not made a decision, but why do parents suggest otherwise?
Well, I appreciate the concern. You know, I know that that people have been watching this closely. They have seen how previous committees have voted, and they're looking to see if there's any shift that's going to be happening. From the school committee perspective, I would say I really don't know. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I know that I am looking for additional information, as are my colleagues. And I would add that there's a lot to be figured out.
Amy McCarron of Lawrence Road and a SWNS supporter believes a three-school plan should have been included in the conversation.
From the beginning, there has never been a three-school discussion. Never. I mean, back when the other committees were working on it, there was never a dedicated time where they would evaluate how we could work through a three-school plan. And that's a little frustrating. That's what we've asked them to do time and time again, is if can we focus on a three-school plan, see what we can come up with, evaluate it. It's never been done.
So I asked Michael, what is school committee doing to make themselves available to have these discussions with concerned parents?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is, it's a big project. It's going to have an impact townwide. And so, you know, I think we appreciate that it's a job, it's our job to get out there affirmatively and to be more present than maybe we have been in the past, given the nature of these big decisions that are coming up for the town. So we appreciate the feedback on that, and we're trying earnestly to be better in terms of being more available. One of the things that we've started this year, which I think has been a big success, is the monthly office hours, which we're holding every month during the school year. Any citizen, resident, school parent can show up and just talk to school committee members. It's an informal, unrecorded, no pressure situation, just to come and ask questions and to offer feedback and to have that back and forth that we can't have in sort of a formal committee meeting setting. One of the other things we're trying to do is to get to each PTO this year. We're still waiting on one to schedule us, but we've scheduled all the other ones, and we're going to be going to PTOs with the same idea. We're going to show up and offer just a brief update on what we've been doing, and then see what the questions are. What's going on at that school? What are the issues? How can we help? And so those are our plans for the year, in addition to the regular things that we offer, including citizen speak at our meetings. We go to Central Council, a number of other town meetings. So we're still doing all the things we usually do, but we want to add these new opportunities considering all the work and decisions that are going on.
But that doesn't mean they'll come to an agreement, said Michael.
You know, I think there's two parts to that, because, you know, the committee has always been transparent in the sense that it has conducted its business in public, right? You know, our meetings are open. We post all the documents that are used at meetings online afterwards, so residents and citizens can view those. So I think the committee has always been transparent in that sense, but what we want to do now is give opportunities to distill the information for the public.
The second, he explained,
you know, these are tough decisions, and they're town-wide ones. I don't think that there's ever going to be unanimous agreement on any of these items, nor should there be, because this disagreement is healthy. You know, we have heard the concerns of folks who believe that all seven schools should stay open. And I've had it described to me by people that, you know, it's a belief. It is a core belief of theirs that for whatever reason, whether enrollment ticking up or impact on the neighborhood, whatever it is, that seven schools is the appropriate path forward. Mm-hmm. I respect that. It's not something that I would ask somebody to try and change. You know, everybody comes to these issues with their own perspective. But that doesn't mean that the committee is going to agree with that perspective. And I think it's important that the committee do everything it can do to make sure that it's hearing the community, that it's out there in the community, that it's present, that it's listening, that it's aware. That's what we're trying to do. We're always striving to be better at, as we just talked about. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean the committee will agree. And, you know, the committee is elected to make these hard decisions. There are going to be folks who agree. There are going to be folks who don't. And I'll tell you, in this project of Hardy Honeywell Upham, there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. There is no public policy outcome here in which everybody wins. There just isn't. Even in the seven school scenario, there are issues that are presented from an enrollment perspective, from a budgetary perspective, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Positive and negative externalities with every scenario. Some people think that one scenario has more positive outcomes. Other people think that another scenario will have more positive outcomes. Mm-hmm. The committee, at the end of the day, has to make a decision. And while we wish we could make everybody happy and we could get everybody on board, or that we could have a scenario where everybody wants to be on board, we know we're not going to be there. And so while we hear people, sometimes we're going to have to disagree with them.
Now let's talk about enrollment. In regards to the trigger plan, which states the third school would only be built if the K through 5 enrollment exceeds 2,350 on a trending basis and or the current school configurations are limiting educational needs. According to Sharon Gray, a member of the school committee and the chair of the school building committee for the HHU project, said the SBC does expect that number to decline because the fourth and fifth grade classrooms are the biggest classes at the elementary level.
If the enrollment starts going past that on a trending basis, that is when the town will start the process toward building a third school. That was the recommendation of the MPC, and the school committee agreed with this recommendation in May. And that is the plan moving forward. Right now, I can tell you enrollment-wise, as of September 20th, the school committee meeting, we were presented with our latest enrollment, which is about 2,207 elementary students, which is 30 students fewer than our own internal projections for this year. It's 44 fewer students than the FutureThink projection from the MPC work. And then it's also 90 students fewer than the Cropper study in 2013. So that that enrollment decline began in 2008, 2009, when we hit our peak, our recent peak of just under 2,500 students, and now we're at just over 2,200 students.
SWNS supporters said that although this year's elementary numbers are still on decline, the group doesn't believe Wellesley will continue on a decline for the foreseeable future.
My personal belief is that enrollment is like any other market. It's going to ebb and flow. So we might be seeing a decline right now in elementary, but I don't think that that's going to necessarily continue. This is a town with a phenomenal school system, so I feel that it's always going to attract families because of that reason.
So to keep hounding on numbers, when really what's happening here is the superintendent, in my opinion, has made a philosophical decision on how many schools he wants to operate in this town. Mm-hmm. And didn't consult the residents, and now is trying to figure out a way to sell it to us. And we're not buying.
The trigger plan itself also has no parameters around it. Their idea is just that. We have an enrollment number, and it's been said that if we trend toward that particular enrollment number, then we'll build the third school. How long do we wait for that? No one's discussed any parameters around it. Are we going to spend a month and think about it and then say, oh, numbers aren't moving, let's focus on pause or let's forget about that third school? At what point do we give up the buildable space to potentially offer it to pause or to anything else? I think the other reason that we're not feeling comfortable with the trigger plan is that there are absolutely no parameters around it.
You can't build a school and say, okay, we'll wait and see, and then redistrict the whole town and say, oh, sorry, we need the other school, now we're going to build another one, let's redistrict again. Mm-hmm. That's not a plan. And that's not okay on the kids, regardless of mm-hmm. whether you want seven or six schools. Moving children multiple times, it's not an option.
Said Ingrid Houghton of Parker Road and a SWNS supporter. Lisa Ficco of Mayo Road and another SWNS supporter said the town should have focused on a three-school plan from the start and multi-purposed the schools during this enrollment decline. So if, down the road, the decline reverses, Wellesley wouldn't be scrambling to build a third school.
I think we have a little bit of a habit of not planning ahead appropriately. And even though we may look like we're in this decline right now, the next 2 years, I think we have big class sizes moving out. We will see a bit more of a decline, but we're looking to build schools for 50 years. We're going to see the uptick in children. It might not be massive, but even if these schools aren't placed appropriately, we're going to see overcrowding in some schools and not in others. And then we're back to square one. So I think we need to take a hard look at what the future is going to look like and not just patch it up. And then down the road, we're now throwing modulars on things. It's almost like we're still not looking at the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge concern. I think we can do better than that.
However, Michael said there's a difference between a 50-year building and a 50-year model.
Certainly with the amount of money that this project is expected to cost, we would like these to be 50-year buildings, if not longer. Mm-hmm. But there's a really important nuance and a difference between a 50-year building and a 50-year model. Because in no way do we expect the six-school model or the six-school attendance zones or any of the designs that we are coming up with today to last for 50 years without changes. Absolutely not. In fact, I would expect within the 50 years, we would probably need a seventh school. I would expect enrollment likely in a couple of decades, maybe less than that, to tick back up. Because if you look at the history of enrollment in the Wellesley Public Schools, it looks sort of like a sine curve. It goes up and down on a somewhat predictable basis. The peaks and the valleys have different levels, but generally it goes up and down as you have a boom and a bust cycle. And so I would expect over time that the model will change. In fact, I think it would be pretty unfortunate for Wellesley if we designed a model today in 2017 that did not change until 2067. I think that would be a bad thing. So that's why this is such an important difference. The decision that we're making today is to build new buildings for kids that are desperately needed. But we are not locking ourselves into a 50-year model because that wouldn't be good public policy, and it's certainly not the goal of this process.
And when it comes to cost, said Michael, from the committee's perspective, cost isn't a determining factor in the 6 versus 7 schools. Instead, it's about what the need is. And at the end of the day, he said, enrollment is what drives that decision.
I think from the committee's perspective, the cost is not what is holding us back. What's holding us back is our fiduciary obligation to be a prudent steward of the taxpayers' dollars. For us, we're letting enrollment drive the decision. And if enrollment tells us that 6 schools is necessary, based on where we are and based on the trigger, as we know, that continues to be in the plan, then 6 schools is what is necessary. If enrollment says that 7 schools is necessary, then 7 schools is what's necessary. But we want to make sure that we have the right number of schools for the right number of kids, not too few and not too many. Because in the case when we have more square footage, more buildings than we actually need, that means we're putting money into the buildings and not into the classrooms. It means we're able to hire fewer teachers, fewer paraprofessionals, fewer special education assistants. It means we're able to invest less in the people that actually drive student achievement because we have to put money into bonds and into administrative and custodial staff and into maintenance. Now, I think one of the good questions that has come out and that we've talked about this in terms of pause and in terms of what will happen to the school that closes, those are things that we need to answer, we need to get out in the community about. It's something we're working on because certainly I understand the concern that says, you know, if you're saying 7 schools is too expensive, but yet you want to build pods or you're going to have to put money into the closed school, isn't that a little disingenuous? And I think if that was the case, it would be disingenuous. So those are questions we need to answer about the cost in terms of pause, about the cost in terms of the school that's going to be closed. And then what we're going to do is take a look at what that tells us and move from there.
But parents are still saying they feel there needs to be, quote, more of a plan in place, especially with 40Bs on the rise in Wellesley. Supporters of SWNS said they've been following the 40Bs and fear with the looming developments in town, there comes unpredictability.
I also think with 40B, we're going to see more traffic in town, and closing a school and going from 7 to 6 schools is really going to be a tremendous horror for a traffic perspective. I'm really concerned. I mean, we have all seen traffic problems in Wellesley. Less schools means more traffic. I am also concerned about safety because, you know, it's just traffic is a really concern of mine when I think about 40B and closing a school.
If we start to bring in more 40B kids, those borders aren't going to be able to be maintained. So I think we're setting ourselves up for a quick fix that might be a pretty map, but then we won't be able to maintain it in the long run, especially if those 40Bs are around Sprague.
What's the plan for, you know, 10 years down the road when we need a new middle school? When Paws needs a new building? When Schofield needs a new building? What is the plan? There's no reason we can't have a 20-year plan in place.
But Michael said what he would like to emphasize is that the committee is going to stay on top of the 40Bs in town and to not be, quote, caught flat-footed.
I don't expect all of these projects to get built. Certainly, I don't expect all of them to get built in the concept in which they were proposed. But some of them will. And, you know, until we reach our 10% goal, that is always going to be something that developers will look to do in Wellesley as the state law allows them to. So it will absolutely impact enrollment. I think broadly, you know, we have seen a decline in our enrollment substantially already. So in the 2008-2009 school year, we had just under 2,500 elementary school students. As of September 20th of this year, we have 2,207. So that's about a 300 student decline in just under 10 years. And for us, that's about the size of a school. So in less than a decade, we have declined our elementary population by about the size of an elementary school. And the projections are for continued decline. The 40Bs from where we stand today, and this is something that we are constantly evaluating and is absolutely subject to change. It's something we have to and will stand on top of. But where we are today, the 40Bs will likely stem that decline. It will help to make the curve less steep. But we don't see it, even if all of the subsidized housing inventory units are built, even if all of the subdevelopments in town, subdivisions of land in town occur, and a number of other things that were assessed as part of the enrollment study, we don't see it increasing the population from where we are today, which is under the enrollment trigger already for the seventh school that the school committee voted on.
I can tell you that this is going to be a very long process, and it's probably, we anticipate, going to take at least 5 to 6 years to get these two schools built. During that time, the school committee and the school building committee and the board of selectmen and everyone in town will be monitoring enrollment very closely.
As for swing space, Sharon said,
"The swing space is one of the most difficult aspects of this project. As I've said a few times before, other towns have it a little bit easier. In Needham, they bought a farm and they're building a school on the farm, and then they're going to neatly move the students from the Hillside School into the new school. In Newton, they repurposed an older school building that hadn't been used for some time into swing space for their three concurrent projects. We don't have an option like that in Wellesley, so we have to be a little creative, and we understand there's going to be difficulties around where to put the children during construction. The school building committee is looking at three different options for how we can solve this swing space problem, and one of them is to build behind either Upham or Hardy as the first step of the project. And then as the second step of the project would be to move the Honeywell students potentially into the new one of the buildings and run Hardy and Honeywell at the same time, or run Upham and Honeywell at the same time on the same site. That's one of the things that we really need professional help to investigate, whether that is a viable option, because you have not only land use issues and permitting, but you have traffic considerations, neighborhood considerations as well. So those are what we're looking at for building behind either school. We're also looking at external swing space options, talking to the Archdiocese about the vacant St. Paul School and whether that could be a building that works for our needs and for their needs as well. So we're looking at those options. And finally, we are looking at the creative use of modulars, that perhaps we could add modular classrooms to one or more existing school buildings and help us solve our problem in that way.
In closing, I asked the SWNS supporters, what do you want folks to know with regards to a seven school plan, or as you call it, a long-term solution?
I don't want people to think that we haven't done any. I mean, we have made a few steps that are positive and in the right direction, but I think a lot of younger families have to open their eyes and see this is going to affect them.
It's not just going to affect Hardy, Honeywell, and Upham. It's going to affect every elementary school. Whatever this decision is, it will change the dynamics of neighborhoods, and it will change the population in buildings and the size of buildings and the flexibility of buildings, and not just in these three HHU schools. And I would love it if other parents would get involved and engaged from the remaining four schools and come and talk to us and talk to each other and decide what we want for a town for our whole school system.
And it's not just a the redistricting models. If you look at some of them, it's not just if Hardy closes, the Hardy families will be losing their local school. The Bates families would be redistricted up to the Upham, and they would have to, the schools that they've been going to and live very close to would be redistricted. So it's going to affect everybody.
Tune in to Let's Talk for the stories and the voices of your local news. You can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook at Jzarate News. That is Jzarate News. And follow our stories on Facebook at Wellesley.Townsman. Thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Zarate.